The South Bend Tribune reported Wednesday that the Common Council may consider a bill next week that moves oversight of the board from the city clerk's office to the mayor's office. But Reynolds says that move would destroy the board's credibility.
This kind of power grab move is breaking the trust of the community at this point, because this is a betrayal of what was promised.
The October ordinance that created the review board placed it under the clerk's office instead of the mayor's office to avoid conflicts of interest, as the mayor appoints the police chief and the Board of Public Safety. And Mayor James Mueller has said in the past that Reynolds should resign or be fired following revelations he was suspended 7 times during his work as an Indianapolis police officer. During the town hall, Reynolds invoked the concept of restorative justice, saying his past mistakes don't define his future.
I made mistakes, I take responsibility for that, and I have changed. I've worked on becoming a better person.
He also alleges that he faced retaliation and harassment from the Indianapolis Police Department after reporting 2 officers for misconduct. And in response to the questions on whether he'd be more of an advocate for the community or the police, Reynolds says he'd be a neutral party that answers to the board. He says his role as director is one of facilitation. Think interacting with the community and getting the board members trained once they're selected.
I want to have a relationship with the public. I want them to know who I am so that they see me walking down the street and they say, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
The Common Council selects the 9 board members, and those applications closed 2 weeks ago. They're expected to vote on the bill to change the structure of the office on Monday. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.